It's a project well over 70 years in the making, a community center catering to the large indigenous population of the Black Hills while offering other community members a place to learn and engage. Shante Hart is the executive director of Hesapa Otipi, the organization seeking to build this center. While they have 6 acres and $9 million in Vision Fund grant money, the work isn't yet finished.
We do need to match the funds in order to access them. So we're launching our capital campaign. And right now we are raising $3 million to access those funds. It's primarily for construction only.
Hart says this represents a chance at community healing.
All the way back to the Winona Club, for a group of grandmothers who cared about their community, who wanted a better community because of the high tension between race relations in Rapid City. There never really was a great relationship between Natives and non-Natives, so we believe it's up to us as the new generation to create a new relationship in Rapid City. We thank all of the grandmothers and those who created efforts to create a community center that's been long needed for over 70 years.
The Winona Club had long advocated for a center of this kind in the mid-20th century, alongside the Sioux Addition Civic Association. Hesapa Otipi seeks to at last complete that vision.
It's really going to bring our community together and showcase and highlight our culture, that we're alike more than we are different, because we all want a better future for our children. We want a safe place for our families to grow up and to raise our children. That's something that we all have in common. And so I think this place will really highlight what our Lakota values and what we practice every day, because it's really important that we share our Lakota ways with our community.
The plot of land is found just north of the Uptown Rapid Shopping Mall, and the time frame is dependent upon funding. A link to additional information about the center can be found online. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.